السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرت مولانا مفتي عبد القادر صاحب نعم بركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Saturday morning. May Allah Ta'ala grant you an afiyat and good health. Allah Ta'ala accept your khidmat for deen. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is Saturday. It is the 2nd of Muharram 1447. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 49, Suratul Hujurat, and verses number 9 and verse number 10. When we study today's verses, it will be a great, great favor upon us if we can practice upon it, whether at the micro level or the macro level. Micro level, we have two organizations, two parties, and they have like almost severed ties with one another. Second one is this, we have countries and they have severed ties basically with one another, or they are engaging in war with one another, and both sides say they are Muslim. So all these are the issues Almighty Allah Jalla Wala discusses. Hence the surah is called by the ulama as Suratul Akhlaq, the chapter regarding character, manners and morals. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us, chapter 49, Surah Hujurat, the apartments, and verse number 9, our starting point. وَإِن طَائِفَتَانِ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ اقْتَتَلُوا فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا. And if there are two groups, two parties from the believers, so both sides are believers, it's not Hamas or Palestine against the Jutlas and Jews. There you must wage war against them. They are Haramis, they are Harbis, and they are our arch enemies. So there you must wage war. So مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ اقْتَتَلُوا, and they are fighting among themselves, the Muslims. Sometimes it can lead to death, sometimes injury, sometimes bigger problems as well. مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ اقْتَتَلُوا فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا. So you, the third party, what is your duty? So try and bring about reconciliation between the two. Go there as a peacemaker and go and try and speak peace to them. Now see here a big lesson here. We all know to speak lies, you must remember, is not permissible. But when you're making sulah, when you are reconciling, if you don't speak 100% the truth, then that also will be acceptable and will not be considered a lie. لَيْسَ الْكَذَّابُ الَّذِي يُسْلِحُ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. Go open Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmed. That person is not a liar when he is bringing about reconciliation within people. Imagine when a person is not speaking 100% the truth, but that is ibadat and is a good thing, because why? He's reconciling people. And where there is friendship, and then you go and speak the truth, and then you sever the ties because of your so-called truth, so laysa so la yadkhulu al-jannata qattatun. So that person who is namima, carrying tales and so forth, he will not enter Jannah. All these ahadith in Mishkat Sharif, in Mustad Ahmad. So sometimes we speak the truth, but it causes more damage. So remember, in that sense, they keep quiet rather. That's got nothing to do with amal bil ma'ruf, dhanil munkar. This is to look at the bigger picture, remember that. And sometimes you're not speaking 100% the truth, but it will bring about reconciliation. So in that way there, that will be a good thing. Husband, wife are fighting, in-laws, outlaws. So you go and put in a good word there by both parties, and through that they reconcile. So that's an excellent deed of yours and a good action of yours. فَإِن بَغَتْ إِحْدَاهُمَا عَلَى الْأُخْرَى. You see that small meme there. So that is called qalb. You must remember that. You should remember the noon changes to a meme. فَإِن بَغَتْ إِحْدَاهُمَا عَلَى الْأُخْرَى. And if one party, now it is transgressing, is rebellious against the other party, you can make out that this party here are the wrong. And in the wrong, they're transgressing and they're going beyond the limits and so forth against the others. And they don't want to listen when you speak to them. فَقَاتِلُوا الَّتِي تَبْغِي حَتَّى تَفِيَ إِلَىٰ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ. So if the need arises, then you must fight with them and take up arms and ammunition against them, against those who are the transgressors and the people who are the opposite, real oppressors. تَبْغِي حَتَّى تَفِيَ إِلَىٰ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ أي حَتَّى تَرْجِيَ إِلَىٰ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ till they return to the command of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. End of the day, Islam is a deen. Maliki yawmiddin. What is the meaning of deen? Deen means you must remember justice. So we must have economic justice. We must have political justice. We must have justice across the board. We must remember that. So that is what Islam is teaching. So in cases like this as well, we need to have absolute justice, remember. We must be fair to all parties, whether it is our friend or our foe. Therefore, we can't be so blind that if the Shias who are kuffar have one good quality, we must mention it. If the Yahud have some good quality, we must mention it. وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَعَانُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا اِعْدِلُوا هُوَ أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَىٰ. Your hatred for a people or a nation should not make you such that you don't exercise justice with them. Even with your enemy, you must exercise justice. And that is the Quranic teaching. So that is where we have failed. When we praise people, to bishku bilkul asman par chara dete hai. Then we take them right to the heavens and skies. And when we hate people, to suli par chara dete hai. And when we hate people, then we crucify them. That is not Islamic way. Islamic way is justice even with your enemy. Chapter 5, Surah Ma'idah and verse number 7. So we need to learn all these issues as well properly. So فَإِنْ فَاءَتْ فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا. So if that group who were the aggressors, the transgressors, and the one who were oppressing the other party and so forth, they come to the table, they want peace and so forth. So فَإِنْ فَاءَتْ. So you must remember that party who are the transgressors, they came and they returned to the command of Allah Jalla Wala. فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا بِالْعَدْلِ. So make sulah and bring about reconciliation between both opposing parties with justice. وَأَقْسِطُوا. And always exercise justice. All times, all places, and all circumstances. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُقْسِطِينَ. Verily Almighty Allah loves those people who are fair and just. Especially in our judgments, in our reconciliation. Not one side is a very rich person, the other side is middle class or poor person. So because we're getting some benefits from the rich person, so now we pass the verdict in his or her favor. So that is not justice. So we need to be fair to all parties concerned, remember that. So if we apply this to our Muslim countries now, that are fighting with one another, our Arab countries that are fighting with one another, and so forth. So you must remember that is the way of the British, that is the way of our enemies, that what they will tell you, farrik tasud, divide and rule. In Arabic you say farrik tasud, that means that divide and rule. So that's an old policy. They will make India, Pakistan fight, they will make Yemen and the Arabs fight, and so forth and so on. As long as the hegemony and power and authority and supremacy is in their hand. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us what we're supposed to do. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ. Only إِنَّمَا فَحَصَرْ أَنْ قَصَرْ. Only the true believers, people with true iman, إِخْوَة, they will be brothers and sisters in religion. So we will not cause harm to one another. We will be the well-wisher for one another. فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ. And then you must remember, you try and bring about reconciliation amongst your brothers. Sometimes our own biological brothers and sisters, our siblings, so many problems, especially regarding inheritance and miras and so forth. And sometimes our brothers, sisters in faith, remember that. We're not speaking about people who claim that they are Muslim. The Qadianis claim they are Muslim, but they're 100% kufar. The Shias claim that they are Muslim, but they're 100% kufar. The Aga Khanis claim that they are Muslim, but they're 100% kufar. We're speaking about the true believers. فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ. Hence, you must bring about reconciliation between your brothers, sisters in Islam, those who are the true Muslims and so forth. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. Life is very short. Today we are here, tomorrow we are gone. It's just a sojourn. So always fear Almighty Allah, Jalla wala fil khalwa wal jalwa. In our private life, is weekend now, is Muharram now, a new year has started. How many dates do we people have with their mistress? How many people are going to go to the casino? He said before Ashura, let's have one last fling. You see, so all these are the waswasa and whisperings of Shaitan, Lucifer and Satan. Why? Zayyana lahumu shaitan wa amalahum. Satan, Lucifer, Shaitan adorns, decorates and beautifies all these actions. You look at the casinos on the highway, how they try and entice people. You see the escort agencies with big, big billboards, how they try and seduce the people and so forth and so on. Allah alone protect us. Remember, we're very weak. Allahumma hassin farji. Allahumma, our beloved Allah. Hassin, ha, sword, noon. O Almighty Allah, protect and fortify. Farji, my private part. Every male, every female should read this dua. And it is authentic dua mentioned in Musnad Ahmad. Wattaqullah, fear Almighty Allah, Jalla wala, la'allakum turhamun. So that you will be enveloped and encompassed with the mercy and the grace of Almighty Allah, Allah's mercy. Did you read the dua today? Read now with me. Chapter 7, verse 151. وَأَدْخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. O beloved Allah, Jalla wala, include us in your mercy. وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Whilst you exclusively, Ya Allah, you are the one who is the most merciful one to show mercy. Chapter 7, Surah Araf, verse 151. Ameen. So mashallah, we try and reconcile. Remember, we can be making a Hajj every year. We can be making Ramadan Umrah every year. We can be giving thousands and thousands in charity, millions also. But we are not speaking to our Muslim brother, Muslim sister, because of our own ego, because of our own pride, because of our own whims and fancies and desires. Nothing to do with Sharia. So لا يحل لمسلم أن يهجر أخاه فوق ثلاث فمن هجر فوق ثلاث فمات دخل النار. Authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad. It's not halal for a Muslim person to sever ties with another Muslim. Daughter-in-law, you see your mother-in-law, you pull your face up and just look somewhere else. Mother-in-law, you don't greet your daughter-in-law, you say she can fly a kite. So all these things here are absolutely haram. Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For more than 3 days, you'll continue like that and you die. Dakhal an-nar. You go straight to Jahannam and the hellfire. Hadith in Mishkat Sharif. We do so many good deeds, but we're not speaking to our brother, our sister in Islam. So remember that all the good deeds, then Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Allah Jalla wa Ala addresses the malaika and angels and farishta, utrukhuma hatta yastaliha. Leave all their good deeds one side in abeyance till they reconcile. Our reconciliation is the prerequisite for acceptance in the court of Almighty Allah. Think about it, Muslim. I am just your well-wisher. وَنَصَحْتُ لَكُمْ وَلَاكِنْ لَا تُحِبُّونَ النَّاصِحِينَ. The prophets and messengers used to tell their people, I'm here to give you sincere advice, but the problem is you. You don't want to accept that advice. You know Jalaluddin Rumi? He was the big Waliullah, buried there in Konya, there in Turkey. And remember that what he said yesterday, I met the brother, he said, we went to Konya. I said, MashaAllah. So nevertheless, he said, our problem is what? We want to change the world, but we don't want to change ourselves. Just think about that. We want to change the world, but we don't want to change ourselves. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the 2nd of Muharram, 1447. And today in Gaza al-Mubarakah is day number 631. We present to you the news, views, interviews locally, nationally, globally, and internationally. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Say Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. The Jutla newspapers also are conceding and admitting that Hamas sent more than 20 soldiers in the past week straight to Ahal, Israeli soldiers. You know how much they spent on them? $1 million to train them, what their outfit and their special equipment they use. But our Hamas sent them straight to Ahal, a one-way ticket. And we're very proud of Hamas. One settler, one bullet. And beside that, the settlers and so forth in the past week, 40, 50 were dispatched to Ahal. So we're very proud about that, and we're very happy about that. Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. Yesterday, Jumu'ah Salat in Masjid al-Aqsa, the Jutlas put so many rukawat, obstacles, impediments, but more than 45,000 people prayed Jumu'ah Salat yesterday in al-Aqsa al-Mubarak. Allahumma tahir al-Masjid al-Aqsa min al-Yahud al-Ghasibin al-Mustawtinin al-Mal'unin. Ya Allah, liberate our Masjid al-Aqsa, our first Qibla, from these Jutlas, Haramis, and super terrorists. So the Jutlas this week again, 1-2 days ago, remember that on Thursday, they entered and desecrated, you must remember, Masjid al-Aqsa, Ben Gwir, the Harami, the super terrorist, and war criminal. He is in charge of the police and security. So he tells the settlers, go inside, do whatever you want to. So they have their rituals and they desecrate our Masjid al-Aqsa. So therefore we say, if somebody puts, yeah, I know the Jutlas are recording me, so they can go to hell. So you must remember that if somebody puts a bullet through him, Ben Gwir or Smotrich or anybody else, he will get one of the greatest thawab and reward. These are the war criminals. We need to eliminate them. Remember that. They're desecrating our holy sacred places, and the Arab regimes are still part of the Abrahamic Accord. The whole lot who are part of the Abrahamic Accord are Murtadin, Khabizin, Ghaddarin, Munafiqin. They are Murtads and apostates, they are hypocrites and they are traitors, and they have betrayed the cause of the Palestinians. So remember that day in Gaza, the policy of what America and Israel shoot to kill, it's free season. So there's a global outrage against America and Israel, and they're trying to defend the indefensible as usual. You must remember, more than 410 Palestinians murdered, martyred by these Jutlas and Haramis and Americans supporting them. Thousands of them you must remember, injured and wounded. Why? Because if they don't go for the food, they will starve to death. So they go for food, and then they come back and remember they are passed away or they are badly injured, wounded. So that is why we have no sympathy, empathy for any American or any Jew in any part of the world. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue. And this whole article is written in the Haaretz newspaper. Netanyahu, the war criminal, Netanyahu says, we have the most moral army in the world. Is that the whole moral army? That you must remember that you murdered over 100,000 people in Gaza alone, and you injured another 200,000-300,000 people, and we took out your 20,000 soldiers, and we took 100,000 of your soldiers, and we put them straight in the mental hospital, or they are gone crazy and ballistics. So that is what we will do. It's the longest war in the history of Israel against 10,000, 20,000 mujahideen. They have all 90% of the Western countries helping them, and yet they can't defeat our mujahideen. Shame on you, Israel. And a very good lesson Iran taught you. You thought you are invincible and untouchable. Iran, Shias are kuffar, but they did a good job. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna Allah la yu'ayyidu hadha ad-din bi rajul al-fajir." Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Sometimes Allah Ta'ala uses non-Muslims also to have this deen and religion of Islam. Trump is trumpeting away. They say, "I brought peace between Iran and Israel. Now I brought peace." He got the ministers there, foreign ministers of Congo and Rwanda at the White House, and a peace treaty after they are fighting for 30 years. But Trump is not telling the world the secret deal he made. Trump is a pakka harami. Now the gold that is there and the diamonds that are there, the natural resources that are there, he will say a certain percentage must come to America. That's how Trump operates. He's a psychopath, he's a narcissist, he's an egoist, and he's a war criminal, and he's a pakka harami as well. We should know all these things here. Iran told the IAEA, you know, this atomic and the energy, they said, "No more cooperation with you in future. For us, every week, every month, every year, you want to inspect us, and still they come and bomb us. America bombs us, Israel bombs us. Go to hell. We're no more going to cooperate. 100% we agree with you, Iran. Tell them you will open your for them for inspection when they go and inspect Israel." So why are Israel always exempted? Remember that. They are the biggest threat to the world, and they are the cancer. Therefore, we have to eliminate the state of Israel, and they have to be removed for world peace. Trump says that the ceasefire is possible next week in Gaza. Tonight, he's turning his attention. You see, Trump's policy, if you understand the American mentality, when I went there in 2000, I couldn't believe what I'm seeing, you know. So my brother Wajid was my driver. So take me here, take me there. They gave me a car, they gave me a, you understand, this driver. But everything left and drive. Now we don't know all this left and drive, no confidence. I said, no, I got my international license, but I won't drive here. We're not used to it and we don't want no problems here. So they gave me car and they gave me Wajid Bhai. So that was the driver's name, Pakistani. So he said, take me here, take me here. So I see air. So they say free air. So I asked Wajid Bhai, what they mean by this free air? Say, no, for every tire you put air, you must pay quarter dollar. Some places a half dollar. So you know, that is capitalism. That is secularism. Nothing for nothing. And you must pay for everything. So here in South Africa, we just go, Gwalisa. We just say that, fill up the tank. Then we say, Fagalamoya. You say, put the air. Free of charge, what you have to worry about? You want to give something, that's your prerogative. It's not like that there. You must pay. You must remember that. So that is what he says, you see. So now he says that I want to be the Nobel Peace Prize winner. So I am a peacemaker, you see. So he's getting now. He wants Israel and he wants Hamas to agree and so forth. Hamas said we will agree. But all the Israelis must get out of Gaza. And there must be a ceasefire, permanent, not 1 month and 2 months and so forth. So that is what he wants to do. He wants credit, you see. You must flatter him. You must say, Trump, you're the main guy. And all his crimes he committed with Epstein and all the other crimes he committed, you must remember with Stormy. Just forget all that. And all the 34 other felony crimes he committed. So all that, he say, just forget all that. North Korea is opening a beach resort. See, North Korea also, they are a nuclear. And they say, now we must diversify. So we must attract tourists now. So easy way, open a beach resort. When I went to South Korea, I said, take me there to the border. Let me just see how North Korea looks like. So we just saw from the border, but big, big fences. And you can't chance it. They put a bullet through you there. Pakistan is suffering a national crisis, and that is diabetes. You know, they love their mitai and all that. If you go there, Eid night, you go there, Ashura night, and so forth, you can't see the mitai and the sweetmeat. It all flies there. So the jalebi and the barfi and all these kind of things there. They eat and eat and eat, and then 80%, 70% suffering from diabetes. So terrible thing there in Pakistan. Ireland, we salute you, Madam Ireland, Mr. Ireland, and the Prime Minister, President, whatever you are in Ireland. They have banned from Israel. and from the settlements, all, you must remember, trade and business with them. They said, we have cut off ties with you. We don't want to buy your thing. We won't import it. We won't send anything to you. So that's what you must do. You have to squeeze these settlers. One settler, one bullet day in Israel. Canada and America heading for disaster. Trump says, I cut it off. I'm going to impose tariffs on you. Why you want to impose 3% tariffs on our, you understand, tech companies? It will go into billions and billions. That's exactly what I'm just telling you. Trump can impose tariffs and taxes on other countries, but if another country, in this case, their Canada says 3%, he says, no, I won't allow it. And then he walks away like a small baby and a small bully, you know? That's what he is. He's a harami, he's a psychopath, he's half crazy. There in Armenia, a prominent Armenian cleric is in jail. And they're going to arrest him, it seems, if he's not arrested already, because they say he wants to bring a coup d'etat. Remember, a guy who is a prominent cleric, meaning a priest in the Christian church. And he says that this government, Armenian government, no good for us. See, I always told you that there is a leader, and the West brought him there. And his name is Julani. I spell his name J-E-W, you see, L-A-N-I. So the news that was breaking yesterday, and that is what they're announcing, that more Arab countries are going to join the Abrahamic Accord. So now they want to pull in Syria. But they're telling Syria, you Julani, J-E-W, you see this Golan Heights, you must give it over to Israel. So he says, yes, we will give it over. That's what came through yesterday, you must remember that. So I won't be surprised if he does it. Pakka Murtad also he is. So all haramis, these Arab leaders who enter the Abrahamic Accord and so forth. So you must remember, we have no time for them. We must name them, shame them, and nail them. That is what Islam teaches us. So Russia and Iran, the ties are going improving very well. They resume direct flights. You see, Tehran, Moscow, Moscow, Tehran. So very good that is. Today will be a big, big day in Iran. 60 coffins, you understand? They're going to have a big mass funeral. All these generals and scientists and whoever were killed and assassinated by Israel. So 60 of them will be buried today. They will be in full view of the millions of people in Tehran, 10 million people there. It will be a day of mourning and a day of anger against Israel and America and so forth. They will say, America Murdabad, Israel, death to Israel, and so forth. All said and done, you must remember, Shias and Pakka Kufar. They hate Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, and Sahab, and Sayyidina Aisha, Sayyidina Hafsa, all of them. So how can we say that they are Muslim? They're definitely out of the fold of Islam. I'm just giving you the news items. China is buying 90% of the oil that Iran sells, so they have an excellent customer there. US is arresting Iranian nationals. You see that you're an Irani, they will just pull you in and tell you that you're a suspect and so forth and so on, as they do in Israel. Just pick up any Palestinian and without justification arrested, without any trial, without any problem, because why? You are a criminal and you must prove you're not a criminal. So yeah, in our countries, you're innocent until proven guilty. There you are guilty until you prove you're innocent. And they want to come tell you about democracy and human rights and all these haramis. We're getting wonderful news from the American Ijtima brothers are sending us. They say almost 30,000 already arrived. And mashallah, that they're having wonderful programs, and they kept a beautiful theme there for the American public and politicians, International Peace Conference, you see that? So that's good, and so forth. So we make dua for every ijtima in all parts of the world, and remember, we say every masjid must be open for the tabligh jamaat, and so forth. Everybody knows our stance. You see, you jutlas, you jutlas, you are pakka haramis, and you don't know what is the meaning of harami, then you must remember it means illegitimate child. But that's too kind a word and polite a word for you. You pakka haramis, bees, double bees. You got it now? So the Ukrainians, they were fraudsters, but masters in IT. So they send messages to the Jutlas, the Iron Dome is badly damaged. We're collecting money for the Iron Dome. And they send messages in Hebrew and so forth. You know how much they collected? $80 million, and they pocketed it. The Israelis are wondering what the hell happened. I told you, Jutla Harami, you foot sack. You get out. It's not your land. It's Palestinian land. Already 2 million are gone. More must pick up and foot sack from there. Because why? That Quran says, chapter 7, verse 167, لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. Allah Jalla Wala will continuously punish you right till the day of justice, whether it's Muslim or non-Muslim or Hitler or Hamas or whoever. Okay, now Bismillah ar-Rahman, we go with South African news. GNU in big danger of collapse. Big war going on between ANC and the DA. So you know, Cyril, you must remember, he fired that guy, the Deputy Minister of Trade and Industry, Andrew Whitfield. And now the DA said, you must fire 3 of your ministers within 24, 48 hours. Otherwise, serious consequences. Cyril responds that DA threats are irresponsible and so forth. So this weekend will be very cold. Even now I see it's cold outside, you understand? Because you know we go outside to open the gate quickly and come back here into the studio and so forth. Zuma, why are you wasting time, Ben Zuma? So Zuma, president of MK, now he says, I'm applying to the court. I want to become an ANC member again. And his MK party says, yes, he can do that. We got no problem, you see that? So now he says, because they expelled him and so forth. Leave all that, Zuma. That's my advice to you. Now, this message went viral, you see. Yesterday I received it late at night and so forth. So many people. They say this one brother, I don't know him. He went there to one musalla in the north coast. The Maulana was firing up against the Shias. He got fed up. Then he went to another masjid, another musalla. There that other Maulana was firing up more against the Shias. You must handle the situation like this. Oh, ulama, you must say these 3 statements and then it's finished. Nobody will argue with you. You must say... There's a place in Iran, it's called Kashan, very famous for Persian carpets. There, this Iranian revolution, they have put up a mazar and a mausoleum for the murderer of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala. His name is Fayruz, Abu Lu'lu, al-Majusi, fire worshipper, la'anatullah alayh. So he murdered Sayyidina Umar. The Sahaba dispatched him to hell. Iran went and they put up a shrine and a mazar in honor of him and to venerate him. I went there and I saw it. I can give you the date and the time and everything. On the 5th of Rabiul Awwal, Friday 2013, I mean, you see, there was written there. And then they called him Shuja'uddin. You are the bravest person. You killed Umar. You did us a big favor. Aliyazu billah, Allah forbid. When you hate Umar, you hate Abu Bakr, you hate their beloved daughters, and they are the wives of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you pakka kafir out of the fold of Islam. Yes, I'm the first one to admit that Iran helped Palestine against the Jews, and the Houthis helped against the Jews, you understand? Hezbollah helped. But they do all that with a hidden agenda. You must remember that. It's not something they're doing for nothing. So therefore, that does not make them Muslim. I gave you the hadith from Bukhari Sharif. So we should be very, very clear on this. Anybody swears Sahaba and the greatest Sahaba, then it's out of the fold of Islam. I can give you 100 other reasons, but that's an easy reason. So you almost handle it, but more, you know, just fire up one way and so forth. The 1-2 good things the Shias do, for example, whatever intention, they destroyed Tel Aviv and so forth, which no Sunni country did. And you must say, our Sunni countries are murtads, and you don't want to name them, it's fine. But say those who are part of the Abrahamic Accord are pakka murtads and out of the fold of Islam. So that is what you must do. Yesterday, my brother Ahmed Abdi, myself, were in Delmas. Wonderful, wonderful reception there. Allah Ta'ala reward Maulana Suleiman, the Imam, is there 8 years in the trustees. And mashallah, then we went for lunch to Arjun. And there, you know, Zahir Umar and his family and them are there. Zahir wasn't there, he's too busy. But his sons were there, mashallah. Mohsin was there and they showed us the whole Arjun. After how many years I went there, jungle ko mangal bana diya. My one announcement I want to make for Arjun, all of you who are traveling on that highway, you're going to Middleburg, you're going to Witbank, you're going, you must remember, Maputo, and it's Salat time, so they have a wonderful masjid there, and it's called Masjid Muhammad Hussein Umar. Muhammad Hussein Umar is married to my first cousin. He was married, he passed away also. He was married to Fauzia. Fauzia is my Masi's sister daughter, so you must remember that. So in that way, I was very happy when I saw that beautiful masjid. I read Asr Salat day yesterday. So mashallah, Allah Ta'ala bless them. Allah reward them for their wonderful hospitality. We'll speak about it Monday. Tomorrow morning, no program, remember that. And tomorrow afternoon program, Q&A with Hafiz Wadi, inshallah, and myself. Mahona, we have about 8-9 minutes. Let's fire up, inshallah.
Isab, can a person keep the Nafil fast on the 9th and 10th of Muharram if they are away from home on holiday and are reading Qasr Namaz?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We just need to rephrase the question a bit. The 9th and 10th in South Africa, remember, and those countries who have a proper Islamic calendar, the Saudi calendar is phantom sighting. The Najdis Haramis always are harming the Ummah. So you mustn't follow the Saudis. So nevertheless, the 9th, the proper the date will be Saturday. Today, Saturday is the 2nd. So next week, Saturday is the 9th and Sunday is the 10th. So you got the dates. So the question says Nafil fast. So that's wrong. You must say the Sunnat fast. So the Sunnat fast, remember, is the 9th and 10th or 10th, 11th, and you keep all 3 days, so that will be Fawa Hasanun. And that is what Sheikh Salih bin Humaid Hafidhullah taught us yesterday in the khutbah. So it is, keep all 3 days, Fawa Hasanun. It will be excellent if you do that. So yes, whether you're a musafir, whether you're a traveler, whether you're muqeem, and you're fasting, very good. Inni ahtasibu ala Allah, ayyukaffira sanat allati qablaha, that I expect Almighty Allah to forgive the previous year's sins. Authentic hadith mentioned in Muslim Sharif, in Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad, Ibn Majah, various compilations, remember that. Second one is always remember, very good to keep the Sunnah fast, or like tomorrow you want to fast the Nafil fast and so forth, good. But if we have Qadha fast, we must focus on the Qadha and give that preference over the Nafil and Sunnah fast. Always remember that.
Uftisab, is it true that Dajjal will come from Isfahan?
I visited Isfahan. So yes, in 2013, Sahih authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif, يَخْرُجُ الدَّجَّال مِنْ Isfahan. So Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned the place in his authentic hadith. He, Dajjal, the big enemy and deceiver, will come out and emerge from Isfahan, there in Iran. And who will follow him? Sab'una alfam min al-Yahud, 70,000 jutlas will follow him. We don't speak from our kitabs. We give all the jutlas, you must remember, all the Shias references and so forth. When I speak against you, jutlas, we tell you it's mentioned in the Haris. We tell you it's mentioned in the times of Israel. So now, yeah, you must remember, go you kafir Shias and you sympathizers of Shias, go to the book Rijalul Kashi, written by Allama Naubakhti. So they call Allama, so therefore I'm just using the word. So it's a Shia work, and there it's written the founding father of Shiaism, Kana Yahudi, and was a Jew. So remember that who will be the followers of Dajjal? The Shias and the Jutlas. And there are how many thousand? You know in Isfahan, they have 6 synagogues. How many? 6 synagogues they have there. So that is why the Jews, they say, we love Iran more than we love Israel. Not one masjid, oh Ahlul Sunnah, in Tehran. Till today, wallahi, there's no masjid. They just got all, you know, Musalla and halls. But for this Iranian, this Iran government, and not Islamic government, Iranian Shia Kafir government, that they gave, so they give all these jutlas, so many facilities and so forth. So they will be the followers. So today Shias and the Jutlas and Jews, they will be following him, and they will be then killed by who? By Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu salam and his army. Allahumma ij'alna minhum. Allah, make us from that army that will liberate Al-Aqsa Al-Mubarak and go open the hadith in Babu Maja'a fi Ghazwatil Hind, that the hadith of Ghazwatul Hind is hadithun sahih. وَصَحَّهَهُ الشَّيْخُ الْبَانِي. So you must read that hadith, إِصَابَةً مِنْ أُمَّتِي فَأَحْرَزَهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنَ النَّارِ. How Allah will use two groups, two armies. One will fight the mushrikeen and the idol worshippers in India, and the others will fight the Jutlas and the Shias who are with them also, and the leader will be Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam. So all this is already prophesied, you must remember.
In our masjid, our Maghrib Azan is done 2 minutes after sunset. Is this correct?
100%, no problem. Normally, our Indian masajid and all that is running from India, Pakistan. So there's no problem. They have 2 minutes after sunset. They have 3 minutes here. Yesterday, Ahmed Abdi and myself came. We said, where are we going to read Maghrib Salat? So I told him that we'll go to the Khanka. You know, Khanka is just opposite my house here, basically, diagonally opposite. I said, their azan goes later than the other masajid. So the other masajid work with 2 minutes, they work with 3 minutes. Other masajid work with 3 minutes, they work with 4 minutes. So all these are flexible issues, remember that. Even if you work with 1 minute after sunset, is fine. But it's okay, 2-3 minutes, no problem with that.
Okay, sahab, alhamdulillah. I was a zakat collector, but now I stopped collecting. I still have some zakat funds. What should I do with it?
Give it to any poor Muslim, and you must be sure that they are Muslim and they really deserving. Not these mufatiyas who are coming to collect and so forth and so on, that half of them got TV, half of them got car, they got cell phones, they are got internet and what, you know. For these kind of people, you can't give zakat. So people who are really destitute, they got hardly got any food, their lights are maybe cut off, they haven't paid their bills, and so forth and so on. Then there are thousands like that. So go in the townships, go there and there and give it to them. So in that way, Allah will reward you and reward the people who gave you the zakat to pay it on their behalf.
Mufti sahab, please advise if you need wudu to recite Quran from the cell phone.
No, you don't require wudu. To have wudu is better, but it's not a prerequisite. I have Quran Sharif in front of me now. I'm touching it, so I must have wudu. But on the cell phone, remember that the glass and all that and other things are also there. So now you want to read Quran Sharif from there. So remember, it's not necessary you must have wudu. It's better, but not compulsory. Last question.
Kisab, do women have to cover their hair when reciting the Quran?
Remember, Quran Sharif teaches us, الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ يَتْلُونَهُ حَقَّ تِلَاوَتِي. So Allah Ta'ala says, we gave you the book, the Quran Sharif. So when you make tilawat and you read it and recite it, so you should fulfill the rights also of it. So one is compulsory or not? It's a hot summer's day and you are inside Makkah, Medina, Egypt, wherever it's boiling, like, you know, and now there are no strange men there and so forth and so on. So then if you read the Quran Sharif in your scarf, you don't have it on, or you got short sleeve on. So from fatwa point of view, we will say permissible but not desirable. Remember that. And we will say it's best that you cover and so forth your hair and your arms and everything. And remember these two verses. One is Surah Baqarah, chapter number 2, verse 121. Chapter 2, verse 121. And second one is chapter 22, Surah Hajj, and verse 32. وَمَنْ يُعَذِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. You must show reverence and respect and venerate the noble Quran. And is a sha'air, the symbol of Almighty Allah. So that's a sign that you got taqwa in your heart. But if there's no strange men there, and you are reading and you don't have scarf or you don't have long sleeves and so forth, so it will be acceptable but not desirable. And but you got all men there, all that, you must be dressed properly, obviously. And but still, in all cases, we will never encourage that. We will always say best is you cover your hair and your head and all that with the scarf and whatever. You women know all the things. And then you wear nice clothes, you know, long sleeves and so forth and so on. So that will be our advice to one and all, inshallah. Make dua for Gaza, make dua for the Ummah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.